Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yakadish got Terry Bradshaw. Bradshaw beat bladder cancer, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but cancer has a tendency to come back at times.
I think he's clear.
And he really ballooned up, too.
Yeah.
He's got his shingles vaccine.
He did that.
I know that.
Andy Dick is on Yakety Schmackety's list just because, it says. Yeah, he's kind of a nut job. Travis Barker, unknown mystery illness. He's obviously fine now. He's going out with Blink 182.
Yeah.
These are all new lists on the.
Yeah. I didn't know you could get tonsil cancer. There's a guy in here who played with Oasis, Paul Bonehead Arthur.
Yeah, he was original.
Paul Bonehead.
Yeah, he was original and original in the band, the bald guy.
But I thought if you got, I mean, you don't need the tonsils, just lose them. If they've got cancer, just take them out.
They stop taking tonsils out as a thing now. I still have mine. They stopped taking them out years ago.
I just found out tonsils weren't the hanging ball like a year ago.
Yeah, that's a uvula.
Oh.
Yeah. A year ago?
Not long.
Yeah, I remember, yeah,
about the same time I found out that pasteurized was a process and not cows that just hang out.
I'll give you the uvula thing. I had that. I thought that was a tonsil too. I was by 12. No, but you're a little older than that.
Yeah, he's not 12.
No.
Oh, it's Al-Marine McGovern. I'm sorry, singer. She's 74. That's the morning after. So
Celine Dion is on here because she looks more and more like Skeletor every day.
Yeah, she's just a skinny woman, yeah.
She really is. Yeah. But didn't she go to, isn't she back in Vegas or something, didn't I read?
Yeah, she's fine. She's just really skinny. I think Jane Fonda's fine, too. It says non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But
this is not alphabetical or anything, is it?
It's by age.
It goes by age.
Oh, it is.
It's sorted by age.
These are the new names. Yeah, just the new names on this year's list. Doesn't include everything else we got here.
And some of these, I think, are just, I think he adds them to the list just to keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
Just names that need to be kept an eye on.
These are amazing. Yakety Schmackety should share these with the audience. I don't know how we could do that, but this is amazing. Yeah,
That's letting people in on his secrets.
Yeah,
that diminishes his chances to win.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know?
Yeah. He helps us out. Jane Goodall, he calls her the monkey lady, and she's just old.
Yeah. Done so many amazing things in her career, and she's reduced to the monkey lady.
Yeah. I saw a story on her because the old photos from the old video from the late 60s and early 70s, and she was a gorgeous young woman with crazy touch over her. Blasted ass, man. Yeah. I heard that. That's going to stink, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't
think
so.
Weekend full of gravy. That's a weekend full of gravy and booze. All right. Yeah, she was talking about how she got a lot of funding back in the day because people just thought her legs were gorgeous, and they were. And she said, I didn't care. I needed the money for the monkeys. I didn't think I'd say that this morning.
No.
Oh, yeah. So we'll get a hold of LD and let you know when you can actually start signing up for the new Deadpool of 2023. The season never ends. It's one long season, then the season starts again, basically.
Yeah.
And see, I've got to decide whether or not the list I had for this year obviously didn't do well, but all those people, they're still going to die someday.
Yeah, whether you got to hang with them or
the older
pick
ones.
Them off the list.
Yeah, because there are people in their hundreds here, obviously.
I mean, Henry Kissinger's still
hanging
out.
Kissinger's a huge Kissinger and the Carters.
The Carters,
yeah,
that's
they're
right.
They're some of
yeah.
the biggest picks on all the lists.
Yeah.
Bob Barker.
Oh, the Pope and the Casitas 96.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Pope retired
out,
Pope.
The Pope out back.
Huh? Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. He's a backdoor Pope.
I bet Norman.
I'm your backdoor Pope.
So if he kept it, do you think if he would have kept that job, he'd still be alive?
Probably not. A lot of stress in that job. Yeah. Shuffling around priests, boys getting played with. What are you going
to
do,
That's
man?
A lot to keep up with.
I bet Norman Lear
work,
picks
man.
Up some hits this year. He's over 100
I know,
now.
I know, but he still does some great interviews, and he's still working. So.
I know, but, you know, just you get to 100, and the chances are up there that, you know, it's going to happen soon.
They diminish.
You know?
Trump on there?
Oh, probably.
Let me see. How old is he?
Isn't he like 76?
Should put him on there.
75, 76.
He's not the current president.
And, ex-presidents are fine, obviously. Look at the Carters.
He ruined the world.
Violating my own rule by talking about him. But MSNBC and CNN just need to shut up.
Yeah.
Don't bring him up anymore.
Well, he's running again now.
Yeah.
Well, you have to bring him up when he's running, when he's having dinner.
It's 2 years from now.
When he makes the announcement, sure, report that as news.
Then stop it, right.
But don't talk about, well, you had dinner with this guy, but this got to be the last straw. No, you said that. 8 years ago, or whenever the hell we first were introduced to this guy.
Having dinner with the Nazis is not the last
straw. No, it's not the last straw.
He actually could shoot somebody, and it wouldn't be the last straw. He actually could shoot somebody. Not in self-defense, too. Just shoot somebody.
But if you turn on MSNBC, that's all they talk about is that guy. And that's what got him elected in the first place.
Right.
Because they say, well, he's good for ratings. It's a TV show.
Right.
Well, shut up.
Shut up. Yep. He's a horrible human being.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into the spreadsheet.
He's not listed here. Yakety could put him on there. He doesn't look good. You know, it looked good for years, but
Yeah, could be the last straw.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have lots of straws.
Him dying? Yeah, they have lots of straws. Yeah, we don't care if he's a Nazi.
That's Sly Stone.
Yeah, so what?
That's fine with us.
Oh yeah, Mick Mars got an updated tag since he has said he's not touring anymore.
Like Mitch McConnell looking rough. That dude's looked rough for decades.
His neck's kind of wrinkly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Putin, this is where I first heard that last year was when when Yakety sent this list that he supposedly has pancreatic cancer. And that he's really not well.
That's been reported time and again.
But that's the first place I remember reading it was on Yakety's list. The guy's research is amazing.
His little notes are funny, too. He has John Mellencamp here. He says, little pink graveyards. And he says, had heart attack, still smokes. Yeah. But Mellencamp, I love Mellencamp. He's a great artist. But he's got this weird thing that he thinks that since I don't drink, I can smoke. You've seen that interview he did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't drink anymore, so I can smoke. Yes. Hey, that's not how it works, dude. That's not how it works.
No. John Tesh is on here?
Heather Locklear is on here. It just says, popping pills yet again.
Right.
She's only 62.
Yeah.
Oh, over the break, after we talked to the guy who found, he was part of the dive team that found the Challenger.
Yes.
At the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah,
Somebody sent us a piece, and apparently the crew was conscious.
Hey, Ricky Rocket's fine. I was messaging him yesterday.
Yeah, about the time the Challenger exploded. So they didn't all just disintegrate at once. They knew something was going on. Because apparently there was video or audio in, the cockpit.
Oh.
So somebody going, uh-oh.
Uh-oh,
And they were doing some mad scrambling at the end before it finally. So they were conscious. And they knew something was about to happen before it blew up.
That sucks.
Man.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it was at least a fairly probably quick ending.
Yeah, but they all knew it was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they didn't know what hit them.
Sure.
They knew something was coming.
That's not what you want to hear on a space shuttle.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Right. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, did you watch the beginning of CBS Sunday Morning yesterday morning when they're showing the subs that they're taking to the Titanic?
$250,000 you get a ride down there.
Yeah, they're taking, just tourists to the Titanic, which I would be equally as freaked out doing that as going into space. 2.5 miles under the surface of the ocean.
And that's small, too.
In a minivan, basically.
Yeah, that's a little bit too claustrophobic for me.
I think the bottom of the ocean.
$250,000 paycheck, the price tag's too high.
The bottom of the ocean is less explored than outer space.
Oh, yeah. But and
bottom of the ocean is the last frontier, truly.
Yeah, unlike Uranus.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That would be absolutely terrifying. I mean, it'd be really cool to see the Titanic, but terrifying to be that far beneath the surface of the ocean.
People aren't supposed to be down there.
No. And like the reporters that they sent out there, you know, they were going to give them a free ride down there to promote it.
They had to wait for weather.
And then they get out there and the weather's rough and they, not doing it.
Yeah.
Never mind. Like, do you just get a rain check on your $250,000?
Well, reporters didn't pay for that. They got free
press. But that could happen to anybody that does that.
I'm guessing you get to go down.
You can't predict sea conditions.
Here's your $250,000. Sorry, the weather's not going to happen today, so thanks.
But we don't think twice about getting on an airplane. And I guess science says those planes really shouldn't fly.
I know. I don't get that either.
I
don't get that either. How can science say they don't fly when they actually fly? That's because I don't believe in science, and you shouldn't either.
Another black mark for science. Yeah.
Again, it's the claustrophobia that would kick in. I don't think of myself as generally claustrophobic, but in that situation, I think I would be just terrified.
Right. I like to be on level ground. I put lights on the house. I didn't like being on a ladder 10 feet in the air.
I was high on the Christmas tree yesterday, a couple of days ago, and I started to waver, and I said, whoa, this isn't cool. I'm going to get down.
Yeah. Christmas is such a pain in the ass.
And, I know. You texted last night. Yeah. That's not even that big puss. I was up maybe six.
I just reached up and put it on there.
Yeah. Well, even you couldn't do it on my tree. You know, at the top.
You had to lug all the boxes out, get the stuff out. Then you're like, oh, wait, this is just going to go right back in here.
I know.
You got the fake tree, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's my responsibility. I do the tree. And my wife does the whole freaking house. There's a lot of that. That's why I do the house, just to do the tree.
I'm responsible for carrying the tree up.
Oh, no, I do the tree.
And then I'm not needed.
Yeah. Oh, when I went to the airport on Tuesday, I saw that Delta flight that ran into the birds.
Oh, yeah.
It was sitting really close to the road, and I had a big tarp over the front of it. So I assume it was landing here?
Oh, was it Omaha?
There's not geese at 35,000 feet.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to divert.
It was taking off, I thought.
Oh, okay.
I saw the video of that plane. Yeah, I think it was taking off time.
Yeah, and that happened on Sunday or Monday, but it was still getting fixed on.
Oh, it was here. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Because apparently, birds make a dent.
There's a video of that out there, right?
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you were bitching about Christmas, Nick. You do the light. What kind of lights? Do you have on the house?
I put some on the house. And then we have a pre-lit tree.
Yeah. So do but the rest of
those suck too.
Yeah.
Because, Christmas lights don't work for a really long time.
Yeah,
and when they're like just attached on the thing, they're and then it's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, I think this is fine.
Yeah.
That's whatever it is right now. I think this just works.
Well, it's funny because we do the whole house. The house looks great. I think my wife does a great job. I think I do a cool job with the tree. It's like nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have family over for Christmas Day, but I'm thinking, who the hell's going to see it?
Nobody cares.
It's for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not having a big party or anything.
Well, then I think some of the stuff we do is for the kids, but they're not really interested in decorating.
Yeah, my kids are 20 and 18 now. So.
See, I get that sometimes.
They still want stuff up to feel like Christmas, but I know what you mean.
Wouldn't feel like Christmas if there's just one string of lights in the room, too.
Or maybe just a tree.
Yeah.
She'll come home from work, and I'm like, well, why didn't anybody plug in the Christmas tree? And I'm just sitting there on the couch, like, right next to the Christmas tree, going, eh, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me that's been walking around the house all day. And
with your big feet.
Yeah, I don't care.
Flopping around.
Well, it just consumes. Why did it become such a big thing? There's like nothing to do in the winter in a lot of places. They're like, oh, maybe we should find some all-consuming one day that's like, oh, you better decorate. You got to shop. You got to wrap.
I know.
Keep the receipt.
Just keep Jesus in your heart, and you don't have to worry about
it. So it was all of that that prompted your happy, happy comment on our text thread last night?
Yeah, you were freaking out, man. Yeah.
I'd had enough.
Yeah.
And that came through. Yeah. That sentiment was evident, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, decorating has gotten less and less important around the house. Yeah, since everybody's gone.
Yeah.
Dogs don't care.
No.
I don't care.
They don't care.
I don't know. Our
Boogie
dog.
Boogie don't care.
Our dog really likes to have the Christmas tree skirt to hide things under.
Okay, really?
She'll take her toys and go bury them under the Christmas tree. The dogs do like that part of it.
Yeah, I'm over. It's not even December.
I know. It's not even over yet. I mean, 3 weeks till, 4 weeks till Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
4 weeks yesterday.
Well, there's going to be 200 things you have to do for Christmas in between now and then. We go over here, stop and get wine.
I want to be going for the holidays eventually. I want to be like just on an island somewhere for the actual holiday.
Yeah. And like I say, this year would have been.
But that always stick with Todd always tells me.
What's that?
Why should I not be away for Christmas? How am I going to celebrate the birth?
The baby Jesus.
Yeah.
How can you do that anywhere else but in your cold house in Omaha? You can't celebrate anywhere else, man.
Yeah, I'm disappointed I didn't have that revelation a long time ago.
Oh, you leave? Well, because you had kids. That's
right.
Why. I understand the kids getting older. It's no big deal.
I still got the kids,
right.
And they still come over and then they celebrate.
Yeah.
We just do it at my convenience.
Right. That's right.
Well, we got a Friday at work, and then we got the next day will be Christmas.
Right.
So does your wife not care about Christmas Day either, or
no.
Does she just not want to argue with you?
Her sons are grown.
She really cares either, as long as we get together.
Okay.
We have a day where we get together. It's not like I blow it off altogether.
But that's a relief for the kids. They don't have to be like, has to be on this day.
Oh,
so it just makes it easier to plan.
With in-laws, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at all these people that got to go to multiple Thanksgivings. No. No thanks.
Oh, God, no.
And then people do the same thing with Christmas. They got to go to multiple Christmas celebrations.
I don't
know.
I don't mind doing the multiples as long as they're not on the same day.
Oh, well, okay.
Especially generally at Christmas
break. A lot of times Christmas is the same day. People have to go to a different place on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we put a stop to that when we had a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but I generally, especially during Christmas break, I'm probably bored anyway. Please give me something to do.
Yeah.
I'll go and hang out for a while somewhere. I don't want to do them all on the same day.
Yeah.
The Thanksgivings were spread out over a few days, so that's fine. I don't care.
There are going to be cheese balls, though. Those are nice.
Are they?
I do.
I like them with the crusted, nuts around them.
When you first get in,
sometimes it's orange. You're like, look at that. Orange one.
I like a big cheese ball.
You're the guy that eats the cheese ball.
I'll be fighting Nick for a cheese ball.
Are they even real cheese?
Yes.
What the hell are they made?
It's a cheese product.
Whatever.
I've never asked.
You have eight vodkas on a flight. You're worried about real cheese.
It's a cheese-like substance.
So what? It's in a ball. Yeah. There's nuts around
it. That vodka is organic,
man. And the vodka I drink on that flight is real vodka. Just like you'd find at any other vodka shop. Or like you'd find
a vodka shop? They make those?
Right. Todd's Vodka Shop.
And a vodka farm. Yeah. Vodka growing in nature. It's the same thing.
I think those
it's not a vodka-like substance.
Is that a root alcohol, or does that grow on a tree?
It's a tree.
It's a grain, I think.
I think the cheese balls
comes out of the ground. Alcohol that comes from the ground.
Okay,
like a potato.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm too tired to say it.
Were you just jonesing for one of those the last few days while we were gone?
No, I was just thinking about it. Trying to find a silver lining in Christmas. But I think the cheese balls are more real cheese than the Velveeta. The Velveeta weirds me out because it doesn't have to be refrigerated before it's open.
It's just out there forever, right? It's out, that is weird. I'll eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we discussed that when we were talking about the natural food. Anything that doesn't go bad is uber processed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about, I saw something somewhere about Christmas about, remember when your dad made this face and it showed somebody making it when you were a kid, not wondering, and then you become an adult and you realize why your dad was making those faces over the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Like the putting together your goddamn bike?
That or just having to go places, you know?
Obligations.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes dad makes that noise.
Yeah.
Especially if your dad's Tyler.
Well, we don't do anything because we have a small family here. It's just Becky's side. And we just, they're at our house on Christmas Day.
Does she have like a work party or anything you have to go
to? She does actually coming up. Yeah, she does. We're going to go to that. It's at a bar, though. So I have no problem with that. And it's also, it's a crazy thing. It's on a Saturday night where nobody has to work tomorrow.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently ours will be soon, too.
Yeah.
Check your email.
We have an update.
Oh.
When is it?
A later date.
Oh, I might not be able to be there. I have to go to my wife's.
In January. Yeah.
Oh, January.
Yeah.
I'll be around.
TBA.
Always much cheaper to host a holiday party after the holidays.
I don't mind those.
I don't mind that.
There's nothing to do in January.
Yeah, January's dead time, man.
And it's a weekend night, too?
That's what they said.
It's
All right. Friday or Saturday
there
or
we go. Yeah. Something to do.
Oh, man. Can't wait to party with the coworkers.
We could bitch about December all we want, but January sucks.
Yeah, January is dead, man.
All right.
I want to beat a bunch of work Christmas parties.
You're performing at a bunch,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
You're
bringing that great holiday spirit. Aren't you,
yeah, yeah. I'll put on my khaki pants and not say queef.
See, I'm happy that my wife works for some place that's big enough that they don't have one mass holiday party for the whole place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just department by department, and plus ones aren't invited.
Oh, I'm invited. Okay.
They knock off early on a Friday and go hang out and do something, and we're not even invited, so I don't have to go. It's beautiful.
Right. Don't announce too loudly that you do comedy at Christmas parties in the hallway.
Oh.
Yeah. Or you might get recruited.
Oh, yeah. I won't do it for this one.
No, he's not. No. We don't want him to do it for this one.
No. I don't think they want that either.
considering that the three of us would be in the audience, you don't want that.
And if it is a weekend, you might actually be doing a paying gig.
Gigging, right?
Yeah.
You might be somewhere getting a check.
I think our friend Tammy Pescatelli will be on the show with us on Friday. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Paul McCure is going to phone the program. We're going to check on the COVID status of our friend. I think he was out this weekend, wasn't he? Or was he still? He was posting videos of Walsh was in his apartment. Just
I
getting
saw
bored.
Him Friday.
Yeah. Oh, okay, he was out. Okay, cool. Right.
We'll check on everybody's COVID status. How about that?
Yeah.
Is Regan back from his cruise?
I assume.
I think he is. Okay.
Oh, I see. I saw him post some pictures over the weekend. He was back in town.
He got back. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He didn't get
stuck in some port.
He had a nice cruise. Yeah, that looked like fun. Sunshine, you know?
Yeah. Looks a little too tropical.
Oh, Jesus.
what the hell does that mean?
Too tropical.
That's an unpopular opinion.
That's not a thing.
It's
not a thing, Todd.
It's an unpopular opinion.
Too tropical. Get out of here.
We live in Omaha. It's cool.
Yeah.
You're in a cool place, too. You're in a desert. Yeah. That's a cool place, too.
Not tropical.
Too tropical.
Too tropical.
It's humid. Shut up.
Yeah. Too gorgeous, look to me. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.